Welcome to the Interviews Podcast.
Welcome, Interisti, to episode 113 of the Interviews Podcast. I'm here. Johnny, unable to make it today, but I'm here for the post-match reaction of Inter Udinese, which finished 2-0 to the hosts, goals from Marko Arnautovic in the 30th, Aslani with an Olimpico, although it could be debated whether or not he meant it. He definitely did not mean it. In the 47th minute, and Inter is through to the next round of the Coppa Italia to eventually face Lazio. The Interviews Podcast, the official podcast of SempreInter.com, and we're going to be doing a solo episode here today. little bit of a switch up. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this competition as a whole, as far as whether Inter should be prioritizing it. You know, you can make some inferences based off the rotation that occurred today that they're not really doing so, but we'll talk about the importance of this competition. We'll get into player performances, and then I'll answer questions that you guys sent over at the end. So, to kick this thing off, Inzaghi went with a lot of rotation today, which was expected. The starting lineups that were coming out of Sky Sports and Gazzetta and the rest all had heavy rotation occurring. Obviously, Joseph Martinez with his debut today, everyone had that. They also all had the back line with Bastoni actually starting the game over Palacios, and a fully rotated side with Taremi partnering Arnautovic, Aslani and Fratesi and Zielinski coming in the midfield, Tejan on right wing, Carlos on the left. And then the surprise was initially Hakan was thought to be starting this game. And then yesterday, Aslani comes in, which made for some interesting discourse on Inter Twitter for the past several days. Basically, a lot of people saying, like, if Inzaghi doesn't trust Aslani to start this game, then what even is going on? Like, his Inter future is definitely over, which may be the case. But I think that's a case of reading into it a little bit too much as far as his selection is concerned, or, you know, the reported Hakan selection is concerned. Inzaghi doesn't like to do a ton of rotation because you don't get the same product on the field. It's one thing to sub out two, maybe even three players and be able to perform at the same level. But subbing out as much as he did today, you know, truly a full rotation of the team, it's going to look different. And it definitely did for that first 20 minutes of the game, maybe even a little longer, where Udinese was pressing high up the pitch. They actually retained most of the ball. Inter didn't really look like a team on the pitch until they scored the goal. And then things became a lot easier for them. They actually played pretty well, but I think it's all to be expected. You know, it's one thing where you get a lot of Interisti hoping for rotation to occur and then wondering why we don't look our best on the pitch. It's just, you know, it's simple. That's a lot of rotation to be happening. But I'm excited for the guys that got to play today. We'll touch on a few of them and what we can take away from this game. But ultimately, this competition as a whole, it's interesting because watching this team, like, I want them to win every game. I don't want them to get knocked out of any competition, but I think Sharma had made a point earlier in the day on Twitter, just basically saying, like, with the way that these games are scheduled, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if Inter, who doesn't really value this competition as much as the Scudetto or a deep Champions League run, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world if we were to go out today. You just look at this fixture list with the Supercoppa coming up and the titles that we're fighting for this year, not to mention what's going to be occurring early summer It's a lot of football. It's a lot of football. So, you know, you don't necessarily put your best foot forward, but if the guys that have needed playing time weren't able to get it together and Inter was knocked out of the Coppa Italia today, I think there'd be disappointment, and I think that there would be a lot of Interisti very critical of the guys that played today. There would be a lot of, like, you know, this is why they're not playing, or what's their future. But ultimately, it wouldn't, if the goal is to get the Scudetto, or if the goal is a deep Champions League run and win that competition, the Coppa Italia doesn't really, it's not doing it for anyone. And I think that's been the case for a couple seasons now. Early on in Simone's career, it was a title he was able to bring in. Early on in Simone's Inter career, as well as with Lazio, it was a title that he was able to do well with, but eventually the focus has to shift to the really important stuff, which I think it has, and I think it's okay. Am I super pumped to be adding, you know, a game against Lazio during a very congested period of the year for us? No, but, you know, we're in all competitions, and the guys that played today did well. There are some really encouraging signs from the team. Some stuff to discuss, not necessarily to worry about, but to discuss. I think Tony Mitch tweeted after the game something that, you know, I'd been thinking about as well. There was just a lot of, like, complaining and criticism, and, like, it's overly critical for a team that's been anti-banter era. And for the Interisti that suffered through that, like, it's hard to really get after this team. Like, they're not perfect, but there's no team in world football that is. You've seen the struggles that Real Madrid has gone through this year. You've seen what's happened to Man City. You've seen what's happened to Barcelona, hot start, and they've you know, sputtered a little bit. Bayern just lost to Mainz. PSG not looking great in the Champions League. I mean, every team is going to have issues. And Inter, comparatively, especially in the Serie A, we've been great. Napoli is already out of the Coppa Italia. So, all right, let's dive into some of these player performances. And we'll be quick today, not having Johnny. You know, we wish him the best, but we'll get through this pretty quick. And then we'll answer your questions. All right, let's start from back to front with the guys today. So Josep Martinez makes his debut in an Inter shirt. He didn't have a ton to do. even, you know, in the buildup, it all looked good. It looks like his passing success rate was 94. So 29 out of 31 passes. The only two passes that he misplaced were long balls, which, this is crazy. He completed 12 out of 14 long balls for an 86% accuracy percentage on that. That's unheard of. Like, anything over 50 for long balls for a keeper is pretty good. and that many, 12 of 14, it wasn't clicking with me when the game was taking place, but that's pretty amazing. He only had to make one save super late in the game. And it was a tough one. That was when Mike Adu came up against, I think, Isak Toure, and Mike Adu made his debut today. We'll talk about that for a sec, but he had to make one save. It's tough to have much discourse around this performance because he wasn't asked to do a ton. Oh shit! Sorry about that. Yet there's been so much conversation about, why did we spend, you know, 15 million on this player in the summer? I think he's shown throughout his career, and he showed today, that he's got some skill with the ball at his feet. We'll have to see what the shot stopping looks like. I think that was one of the biggest things for me with him coming in. You watch some games, you look at highlights and so forth, and sometimes his positioning in the past has been a little bit wonky, but he's a great shot stopper. He's a good passer of the ball. He's not a kid. I think he's 26 or 27 years old. So when it comes time to pass the torch, this is, you know, a veteran that has played for Leipzig and Genoa and now Inter. I'm excited to see, you know, what his future at Inter could be. I think it is going to be a bright one, but we'd be kidding ourselves if we were to make any sort of real declarations about him and his future with Inter after a performance where he wasn't asked to do much. But things look good back there with the feet. He looked very, very comfortable. Excited to see more of him. We probably won't for a while until I would give him all of the Supercoppa. I would give him all of Coppa Italia. And depending on how things go in the league, maybe there will be an opportunity for him late in the year if we're able to wrap things up, although this year doesn't look like it's going to be like last year at all. But yeah, I don't have super high expectations for Jose Martinez and his appearances moving forward. But I think he's a good keeper, and I think he looked pretty good today. The back line of Darmian, Bisek, Bastoni. Bastoni was really good today going forward. You can tell that he had the captain's armband today, so you can tell that he was playing with what seemed to be a little bit more responsibility, and really driving down into the attacking third and actively looking to link up with the forwards. Nothing came off for him today as far as a goal contribution, but he had himself just a really standard game and not a standard game. He had an above average game, and was the only, you know, tried and true starter. You could make an argument for Bisek, but when Pavard's in there, we've seen what that rotation has looked like, and it's been a little bit skewed more towards letting Pavard get that spot. But Bastoni, great game today. And then let's talk about Bisek, obviously. Center-center-back start, which is fun for Interisti because, A, this is a position that we've been talking about in the future. It looks like a position that needs to be addressed immediately with Acerbi's injury concerns. De Vrij is having himself a massive campaign, but they're not going to keep both of them. So there is going to be a spot open at center-center-back. Is Oaktree going to make an investment? Or is a player like Bisek going to slide over and take over that spot in the future? Based on today, he's got the chops to do it. I'll say the one thing that I didn't love was there were a couple times where as a Bracetto versus the center-center-back position, a Bracetto, you know, you have much more license to move forward. You don't necessarily have that as a center-center-back. You really have to pick your spots. I thought he did that well in certain spots and certain situations of the game, but there were other times where I got a little nervous that we were going to be exposed on the counter. Another interesting part of his game today is that I think Average Joe pointed it out on Twitter. Bastoni and Bisek did a little, you know, switcheroo at times during the game as far as the buildup was concerned, which I think is a real weapon. Obviously, we know Bastoni has played center back for the national team for Italy during the Euros, proved to be very capable there. Bisek, again, it's a Coppa Italia game. You're going up against Lorenzo Luca, who is a pretty talented player and definitely not an easy mark from the very least from a physical standpoint. I mean, he's an absolute truck. And Bisek handled himself well. I do think he's an option for the future. Do I think we should forgo investing in center back in order to put Bisek there? No, I don't think that we should be doing that. Mainly because if what we've seen from Pavard this year continues, you know, we're going to experience a decline with him. And then you have an opening at right center back that needs to be filled with a quality player. And Bisek is going the opposite direction as far as his career growth is concerned. He's been on the rise. So it's going to be interesting. I do think that they should make an investment in the center back. There were links recently with Mario Gila from Lazio. Not a big fan. I would like to go. If we're going to make an investment, I would like to go with someone much more interesting. Someone with a bright future ahead of them. I think after this game, we can definitely rule out Jakob Bijol. Bad. Not good. I was fooled for a bit with his performance during the Euros, but he's not Inter quality. He's not Inter quality. I can see him at Roma, Fiorentina, but not for a team that is consistently going to be challenging, or hopefully we're consistently going to be challenging for Scudetti for years to come. Yeah, definitely off the Bijol train. And if you're on it, you should be off it. And while we're talking about being on the trains, everybody get off the Rashford train. That makes no sense for Inter, but we won't dive too much into that. Maybe I'll tweet some stuff about it. Darmian, very solid today. Deputy Darmian, as I like to call him. He just fills in, does his job. Very versatile. After the game today in Inzaghi's press conference, he said that Acerbi is closer than Pavard is, and that Pavard's had a bit of a setback. So might be a while. Might be seeing Darmian at that right center back position, you know, a little bit more. Obviously, with Acerbi returning, you know, our defense has been hit hard as far as the injuries are concerned as of late, but they've been performing like crazy, the guys that are there, and Darmian's a part of that. So well done to him. Let's talk about these wing backs. So Tejan Buchanan gets a start at right wing back. The discourse on Twitter about Tejan, there was a lot of fair criticism of his game today. He wasn't good. He was not good, especially on the right-hand side. I don't know exactly what it was. I remember in the first half at least a couple times where he was either gave the ball away and then defensively let a man get in behind him. He hasn't played a lot. He is coming off an injury. He is new to the league. It is a step up. He's 24 years old, so he's not a kid, but it takes time to develop. I'm not done with the Tejan experiment. This is a player that we invested money in. We invested more in Tejan than we did in Bissek. So, you know, there is a incentive for him to come good for us. It doesn't seem like Inzaghi doesn't like him or anything like that. He's tried him on both flanks. I think Inzaghi does value what he brings to the team, which is something that's different from every other player on the team as far as his ability to take his man on, beat people with speed and dribbling. And again, you see glimpses of it. I, up until his last couple appearances, or really the appearance against Parma, every time Tejan has been on the pitch, it's been limited minutes, but you definitely see him bring a spark to the team, especially when he's on the left-hand side, which is kind of interesting because that's an Inzaghi move right there. He came up as a right wing back. But Parma wasn't good. The giveaway that essentially led to the Darmian own goal. He had a giveaway today that could have led to a goal as well. Looked much more comfortable on the left-hand side cutting in. Going forward, that could be a really interesting look for Inter, if Inzaghi wants to go with that sort of inside or inverted wing back on the left-hand side, because of the two options, or the three options actually, that you can slide into left center back with Bastoni, Di Marco, and Augusto. If Tejan is able to pull his man inside, on that left-hand side, if he's able to drag a man inside and you can have an overlapping run with a Bastoni, a Di Marco, who are very capable of, if you give them space on the touch line, the byline, they can deliver quality balls into the box. And then Augusto is a very willing runner to get in behind the defense. So it's a very interesting look that Inzaghi can throw at teams by having Tejan on the left, but ultimately not the best performance for him. I think what's most important is that he got the 75 minutes under his belt. Again, been a long layoff, you know, working his way up to fitness. And he did show some promise, but it wasn't clean. It wasn't clean from Tejan again. And with Dumfries being on the form that he's been in, yeah, I don't know that we're going to hear a lot more calls for Tejan to be jumping into the starting lineup. I was before the game. I tweeted that, you know, I hoped it would be a game where we'd be able to get excited about the comp afterwards, but that didn't play out like that. Carlos Augusto, very good today. Very good today. Dangerous. He had one shot on target that led to a pretty incredible save from Udinese's keeper. 91% passing accuracy. Yeah, I think he just did well driving forward. Very safe as far as nothing being created on Udinese's right-hand side. So he had a good, unassuming performance. It looks like he's really rounding into form after the goal against who did we just play? Lazio. So, yeah, good stuff from Carlos. Don't really have too much to say about the performance. Now the midfield. Was worried about it coming into this game. Fratesi, Aslani, Zielinski doesn't necessarily scream solidity there. If that's a sieve of a midfield, if I've ever seen one, that's the one. Fratesi, not known for being able to put much of a shift in defensively. I don't think anyone's going to confuse Zielinski for Gattuso anytime soon. And Aslani, the biggest weakness of his game is being able to patrol in front of the defense and be a shield in front of that three-man back line. He didn't do much of that today, but we'll get into his performance. The midfield as a whole, like, it was kind of what you would expect from these three playing together. Obviously, they don't have a lot of minutes together. Obviously, you know, we saw what Zielinski can do in a midfield of Barella and Hakan, and it was stellar. I thought he was actually really, really good today. Full 90 from both Zielinski and Fratesi. Some of his touches are so sweet. There was a little like ball over the top that he played for Hakan, just like on the bounce in the second half. That was just like this world-class touch. A few times, like, you know, when we were pinned deep in our own half, it was his drop of the shoulder that was able to shake the defender, allowed him to, you know, sort of create some space. I really want to see more of him. It's been a difficult season for him. He's not getting, you know, 90 minutes in the big games, and Mkhitaryan is still trusted as the starter, and he's had to sort of pick and choose his moments. But it's a luxury to have a player like this coming off the bench. It's real. When people talk about Inter's depth, like, this is the sort of depth that can win you titles. Knock on wood, I'm very superstitious, but this is the sort of depth that can win you titles. He was awesome today. Fratesi, there's not much to say about his performance, and that is disappointing. He was able to get into the box like one time. He had one shot that I think went wide, but the common theme with Fratesi is his lack of involvement. From the start of games, like, he just is never really able to impose himself. He's just so much better coming in like the 74th minute to bomb forward and like take advantage of tired legs. It's real tough to say that you're going to be spending, you know, 40 million euros on that. But, yeah, I think he's a candidate if there's a team that comes in with an offer for him that's competitive, that either wouldn't lose money or would only lose a little money. I think there's a chance that Oak Tree takes it, or this management takes it, but he has to perform in order for those offers to come in. So, you know, he's got the opportunity with Barella's injury. He could be starting some games, you know, against Como, Cagliari. Good opportunities for him to do well. If he's in a midfield with Mkhitaryan and Hakan, if he's in a midfield with Zielinski and Hakan, I could see him, you know, doing well and getting better opportunities. But yeah, he's got to take advantage, or else he's just going to get relegated to being Italy's top goal scorer and scoring late goals for Inter. All right, Aslani. Lot of talk about Aslani recently. I don't know who's more slandered, Aslani or Arnautovic. Calling it slander may be not the best word, because it would imply that they haven't deserved some of the criticism coming their way, and they definitely have. But Aslani did everything that we know he's capable of today. I don't think there's people saying like Aslani is drinking Interisti tears tonight. It wasn't that kind of performance. Like, if we can be real about what we saw, it was everything that we know he's capable of, which he's a pretty sure passer. He can find the long ball. He can find the open man. He plays, he plays a good switch. He really does. He's a switch merchant. There was a couple switches to Darmian that like really pretty. When he's in the attacking third, he wants the ball. Like, you can see him actively calling for the ball. He wants to be super involved. But he also did get a pretty dumb early in the game yellow card. Like, super early in the game, he was lost on closing down. I think it was Ekelenkamp from Udinese that was able to get a shot off. He didn't really show anything today. When Inter was under pressure, which is probably going to happen if Aslani is our starting regista moving forward, he didn't show that he has the defensive chops to, to stop those attacks. His physicality, it's on the lower level. This isn't like negativity. It's more an understanding of Aslani showed the talent that he has, that goal that he scored, right? Which he didn't mean to score an Olimpico, but it was a beautiful goal nonetheless. Like, he's very talented. He can play the ball. He has great touch. Is he the long-term future regista for Inter? In the same way that I think that we can do better than an aging Acerbi, I think that we can do better than Aslani moving forward. I do think that he has a ceiling that is nowhere close to Hakan's. I do think, as Hakan gets on, and if Simone is still coaching this team and we're playing this formation, like that position becomes super, super important. And everything that I saw from Aslani today was good, but it doesn't knock me off of my feeling that Aslani's not a regista, because you need to have a level of shield the defense in your game that and physicality that he doesn't necessarily have. I think he's better in a double pivot with a more defensive, midfielder, the way that he plays for the national team, or as a mezzala. He's good in and around the box. Like, he can combine. He plays with his head up. He can see things. And he's very talented, and I like the kid. I like the kid a lot. And he played well today. The forwards, Arnautovic and Taremi. No one's in love with these two right now. High hopes for Taremi. I think no one really had any hopes for Arnautovic. But they played pretty well today. The Arnautovic thing is interesting, man. So he gets on the score sheet after good work from Taremi to, intercept the pass, drive it into the box, lay it off perfectly for Arnautovic to slot it home. The thing with Arnautovic is all these appearances, it's not like he doesn't get opportunities. There will be some late game appearances where he only plays 6 to 8 minutes, where he doesn't do much of anything and his body language sucks and everyone's hating on him, and his body language wasn't super great from the start of the game today. But Arnautovic in extended minutes, like, we've very clearly seen him get opportunities. The problem is the finishing, right? There's actually two problems with Arnautovic. He's missed a lot of the chances that he's gotten, but positive is he's getting himself chances. And two, like in the first half on the penalty that was called and then rescinded, which I think it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world to give a penalty there. Like he was, his arm was up as he was coming down, but I'm not even going to argue that point. Even on that action, he did a cutback that maybe wasn't entirely necessary. And like, he always has these interesting ideas, but maybe the ball gets a little bit too far away from him and he tries to get too cute with it. That is his game. Like he's skilled. Like he wants to play football and show off his skills and have fun with it. More often than not in his Inter career, they haven't come off. But the fact of the matter is like he's gets himself in these positions. And if he can start finishing them, like Correa's worked himself into the fourth striker conversation, possibly even the third striker conversation, based off of Taremi's performance, you know, up until this point, still sitting on the one goal. Arnautovic has got two. But yeah, the whole after Lautaro and Thuram, it's all jumbled up. It's a mess. I don't know who's third, fourth, fifth. I really don't. The team obviously really likes Arnautovic. He's always spoken highly of, which by Inzaghi, you can't really read into that because I don't think that it's not like a Ange Postecoglou situation where he was shitting on Timo Werner in the press. Like that's not Simone's style. He's always going to support the guys, but good for him. 65 minutes for Arnautovic today, 90 for Taremi. He has an assist. And unbelievably missed the one-on-one with the keeper in the second half where he was sent completely through by Lautaro. Just puts it too wide of the keeper and it hits the post and goes out. Unlucky. Unlucky for him. He really should have scored that. But there is a feeling of this guy has not showed up yet. And it's December now. And we're, you know, 14, 15 match weeks into the Serie A season. There's only two Champions League group stage games yet. We've started the Coppa Italia. And he's still not really showed up from a goal scoring perspective. Yeah, I'm not out on him. But, you know, it's not looking great. 3-4-5 for Inter, it's not looking great. Correa would have played today, Inzaghi said, but ultimately didn't because he picked up a knock in training. He would have played against Lazio, picked up a knock in training, didn't want to risk him, and so forth. Lautaro came on the field, played pretty well, had a couple chances and wasn't able to put them away. I think he was called offside for either both of them or one of them. I forget exactly why. Oh, one of them, Denzel, had a handball. Denzel came in, had some good opportunities. Calhanoglu, I mean, with Lautaro, Hakan, and Denzel, they came into the game in a period where not much was going on. It was the 65th minute and after. I would have hoped that Hakan didn't have to play at all this game, but I don't know if Aslani had the 90 minutes in his legs, keeping Hakan warm. You know, hopefully, all three of those guys came out unscathed because you really didn't need to see them in this game, but, you know, they all made an appearance. Palacios, 15 minutes. Kid looks so cool, calm, and collected. Like, could be a steal. Could be another massive, massive deal for this back line. I'm really interested to see what happens with him. Stop crying for playing time for him. It's okay that he's sitting back learning from his teammates. Like, it's okay that a player who made, I think, less than 12 first team appearances in the Argentine League is not getting a ton of minutes in Serie A or the Coppa Italia right now. Like, it's okay. You know, Bastoni and Carlos have it right now. You guys know that we are competing for, like, titles. Like, you don't need to throw him in there. But he's looked really good. He's looked really good. We knew based on what we could see from his career previously, based on the statistics. He loves to run with the ball up the pitch, has that in the bag. Obviously, the incredible physicality, it's really impressive. But I think the thing that I've been most impressed with him has been like just the calm. He doesn't look shaken or worried out there. He hasn't come up against, you know, he's played against Empoli and Udinese. Like, I think he's, we do this thing a lot where we clamor for, oh my God, someone commented like we treat our 21-year-olds like trash, but Lamine Yamal is 17 and playing for Barcelona. It's like, that couldn't be more different. Like, are we really comparing Yamal to Palacios? Like, it's not, I totally understand that Serie A and the Italians have a problem with, you know, blooding the youth and bringing them in. But there's something to be said for letting the guy just develop. He doesn't need to be thrown in there right now. His position is occupied by arguably the best left center back in the world and very capable veterans. Augusto can play there. Di Marco can play there. Bissek can play there. All those guys deserve to be. You can't just, you know, just because you bought the kid, you have to throw them in there. Like, let him develop. Let him develop. And let him do this. These are confidence-building appearances for him. So let him do this. Mike Aidoo gets his debut at right center back. He got skinned. Let's be honest about it. He got absolutely skinned again by a center back. It was, yeah, a very tall center back, which made for a pretty funny image. I think he's 5'6", and Isaac Toure is like 6'7". That was pretty funny. He came in the 88th. There wasn't really much to see. But yeah, that's it. That's who played today. That's what I think of their performances. Inter moves on in the next round of the Coppa Italia. All right, let's get into your questions that you submitted, which very grateful to you guys for doing so. Let's get into it. All right, at Banana Budini, when is it time to start a dialogue on Taremi? I think there's more to like from what we've seen from Correa. Yeah, the dialogue has definitely already started, and I've also seen what I've liked from Correa, specifically when he's on the pitch with Duram. I think those two have a potentially devastating link-up to their play, and I'm really interested to see Correa get inserted into the Champions League list and see if he takes on that third striker role permanently. You also have rumors of Arnautovic, you know, Torino being interested in him. I think that would be a great fit for him. But, you know, we know how these things go. But the dialogue on Taremi has started. You know, could have had a goal today and an assist. Could have had a goal and an assist. That does need to be said. That does need to be said. If the post was just a couple inches further. all right. At ecstatic _, does Buchanan need more game time or just doesn't fit into the system? No, I think he fits into the system in that role that I was talking about as like the inverted wing back on the left. I think he's been really good there, but obviously he does need more game time. It's just, it's tough to give him that when the stakes are so high for Inter in all of these games, given what we're going after. I don't know how that plays out. At a person, 1352, is it fair to expect at least a double in terms of trophies this season, not counting the Super Cup? Expect a double is hard. I mean, this is football. Like, all these teams go for it. I want one of the Scudetto or the Champions League. I don't care for the Supercoppa or the Coppa Italia, but I want one of the Scudetto or the Champions League for sure. At FCIM Shano, what do you guys think about Josep Aslani and the rest of them? Talked about that. At Chad Hennessy 9, Nico, have we figured out what we're doing for the Club World Cup? No, but we should get on that soon. We'll make a post and have people comment on it, you know, whoever wants to get together. At John FC, not a question. Sean at Nerazzurri Pirlo, do you guys think we learned anything today from anyone? I liked Martinez in goal. Keep up the good work. I liked Martinez today too. I think what we learned today, that's a good question. Maybe Bissek at center back is the biggest takeaway. He was really great. At M6 Adam _ after that stinking performance by Bijol, do you guys still think he's a transfer target? No. I don't think so. They can definitely make a better decision there. All right, and then we have a voice message on SpeakPipe from very pissed off Inter fan. Play that for you guys real quick.
Hey guys, very pissed off Inter fan here. I want to know what your level of concern is with Buchanan's performance and how he integrated himself into the squad today. He just looked a little bit out of place to me. I think he just needs a little bit more time in the team. He is still coming back from injury. It was his first start of the year. I'm willing to give him a little bit of a pass. He looked a little bit better on the left, you know, in the second half when they moved him over temporarily. But I just think he was a little bit off pace today. But I'm sure with time, because, you know, he integrated himself well last year when we got him, that maybe just needs a little bit more minutes under his legs. Let me know. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. I agree that he needs more game time. Again, I don't know that he gets it, but I'm not giving up on Tejan. I'm not out on him yet. All right. I think that's a wrap. Solo episode. Appreciate you guys listening. In the words of the great Roberto Scarpini, forza ragazzi, forza ragazzi, forza ragazzi.